I told you guys I've got guests today. I told you I've got friends of impact over at the studio. But you know what? Let me just shh myself and let them speak for themselves.
The atmosphere is changing. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of your name. The spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing the broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift you high. Speak the name above all other names. Speak the name the winds and waves obey. All of heaven's coming down. Fill the earth with the sound of the name of Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know what? You know what? You should have seen her husband looking at her while she was praising.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? Wow. Let me do the proper intro, right? I'm going to first talk about the husband. His name is Amon Moleko. He's been part of worship ministry since 2008. He started as a vocalist in the mass choir at GKCC, which is Grace Kingdom Community Center, a church based in Garankuwa, then moved over to piano player for the worship team, and then worship team leader, and then recruiter and trainer. He has served at the Garankuwa, Centurion, and Attridgeville branches. He has served in the Tux Student Christian Fellowship Choir. He even has a degree in ministry of theology from Team Impact Christian University. Oh my goodness. And you know how I know he and his wife were meant to be? Let me tell you about the wife. Honor is a performing artist who fell in love with the arts from a very young age. From pre-primary school well into high school, she ventured deeper into her craft by taking part in various productions and reviews that exposed her to various characters and forms of performances. Post high school, Honor enrolled at the University of Northwest, where she became part of the school choir named Voices of the River and participated in regional competitions there. She further improved her craft and enrolled at an art school located at the South African State Theatre. She performed in many productions during that time. Anna also participated at UNISA's music competition and won a silver certificate for individual performance and 2 gold for group performances. She was also part of the South African State Theatre Youth Choir. She went and studied musical theatre at the Tshwane University of Technology, where she was trained in all three mediums, music, drama, and dance. She has committed the last couple of years serving in the church in worship ministry and is excited to see what God has in store for her moving forward. And most recently, in 2021, if you are a fan of idols, she also entered the South African Idols, where she received a golden ticket and proceeded until the theater week. Oh my goodness. How are you doing, Mr. and Mrs. Moleko?
Oh, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm
hello,
good.
Hello, Tulanang. It's good to be here. I couldn't believe that it was us that they were introducing there.
Right?
But maybe let's also say good evening to the listeners. Yeah. Good evening to the believers. It's really a great time and opportunity for us to be here, and we hope that we will enjoy this show with you.
Thank you so much for honoring me with your presence this evening. I really enjoy it. Yeah. All right, so you know what, let's dive right into it. Okay, so since we are doing a deep dive into the chronicles of a worshiper, Amon, I want you to, you know, answer this question for me. What do you say is the definition of worship?
I think that's a brilliant question. A lot of us go to church almost every Sunday. And mm-hmm. We always say it's time for praise and worship. But if you ask any of us, what does it really mean? Some of us might not be able to explain. Mm. But as believers, Tulanang, I believe we should not only look for the literature definition of the word. I mean, if you want to define worship, you can just say worship to God. You can just say it's acknowledging God's sovereignty. It's basically having a sense of reverence and respect for Him.
Yes.
But if we truly want to understand worship, I believe we should get it from Scripture. We should take Scripture as our basis for worship. And among the most famous concept that Bible scholars use is something called the law of first mention. If you want to understand a principle or a concept in Scripture, you go to a place where it was first mentioned in Scripture. And among the early mentions of this concept of worship, you would remember the story of Abraham and Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac did not say, "Let me go sacrifice." He said, "Let me go worship." So he left the servant there. When he was going up with Abraham, when he was going up with Isaac, he said, "Let me go worship." That's how serious worship is.
Mm.
Worship, inside worship, I mean, we know what Abraham was going to do then. So inside worship, we see sacrifice.
Mm.
But inside worship, we see obedience.
Mm.
Inside worship, we see faith.
Mm.
So if you are saying you are a worshiper of Jehovah, it means you respect Him. It means you honor Him. It means you are prepared to obey at all costs.
Mm.
That for me is what worship is.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Like, I mean, and the way you're speaking, it also sounds like it's a lifestyle. You know, what would you say, Ona, does it mean to live a lifestyle of worship?
Living a lifestyle of worship is quite, I mean, we've heard about it from Scripture, but I think it's quite difficult to sort of pinpoint. But I think the biggest thing, living a life of worship, would be living a life of obedience, living a life of faith, living a life of surrender. It's more of a posture, the intent going into. I think that's the big thing to take into consideration when thinking about how to live a lifestyle of worship.
Indeed, indeed. And you know what? I agree, because I've also come to understand as well that worship is honestly a lifestyle. It's not something you choose to do when you go to church or when you listen to music. It's something that you have to live. It's something, like you mentioned, it's a posture of your heart, you know? Yeah. And some of us have either misunderstood what worship is or reduced worship to only music. I mean, we all know the term worship music, meaning slow gospel music, you know? I've also even used it sometimes to say, no, I prefer worship music over praise music. Like,
that's what we do at church. We normally say, okay, we start with praise and then we do worship, meaning that we start with fast songs and then go to slow songs.
Exactly.
That's not the case, obviously.
Exactly. And then what would you say then is the importance of worship in the church?
Yo.
Mm.
Can we have church without worship?
I don't believe so.
That's exactly. So in a church, meaning a group of believers, if you worship and worship the Father in spirit and in truth, you are guaranteed of His presence.
Mm.
So it is important for a church to practice worship or to worship regularly, because that is the only way we can have fellowship with the Father.
Mm.
That is the only way we can get access to Him. Basically, that is the importance of worship in a church setting.
Mm.
I mean, it goes beyond you worshiping at home alone, but when you congregate with the saints, you should be able to do the same.
Yeah.
Because that's fellowship with the saints and fellowship with the Father as well.
Ah, indeed, indeed. And you know, I've also wondered, right? I've also wondered if in this ministry of worship, do you deliberately choose songs as worship leaders? Would you choose songs that, you know, gets the people going? Or are the songs that you choose specifically scripturally correct?
It must be.
Right? It has to be. But it I think... it's a very delicate balance. I think churches are really struggling with that balance, because I think we're trying to live in a society and in a world that we do live in. And we understand that humans grasp things differently, and trying to cater to that is a delicate balance. But I think the one thing that we should take into consideration is that we need to strive to have worship that is, worship meaning the music, that is really scriptural. I mean, if we understand that God is the Word.
Yeah.
If we understand who he is the Word. And if we want to get into a position where we want to worship him, then we need to get an understanding of how to do so through him.
Yeah.
And I think, that's utilizing the Word.
Yeah. So basically, if you are going to take the Word out of songs or the Word out of worship, you are basically taking God out of worship.
Absolutely.
Then it's not worship anymore. It's just music. It's just entertainment, which is very dangerous in the church, because that is not the place for the church. We must remember that God takes his altar very seriously.
Yeah.
So whenever we offer something to him, in this case music as offering, we must make sure that we must not only ensure that that music is of good quality and high standard, but we should make sure that it is scripturally correct.
Mm.
I mean, you mentioned now that worship, it's not just music.
Yeah.
So we must understand that music, yes, plays a part in worship, but it's just a means.
It's an element.
Yes, it's an instrument that we use to worship. You can also use gifts to worship.
Mm.
When you are saying that today I'm packing lunch for those who are in need, it's your form of worship. It's you acknowledging the sovereignty of God.
Mm.
It's you praising God. It's you saying, thank you, God, that you've given me this. And to show my appreciation, this is what I'm going to do. So in that case, you are using your gifts, your food as worship.
Mm.
So music is just a tool. Any other tool that you can use. But then that tool must be acceptable before the Father. And how do we make it acceptable? We make sure that it is scriptural.
Ah, indeed. Amen. Amen. So you guys have been serving in the worship ministry for some time. And if I'm correct, you're no longer in the worship team in your church currently. Am I allowed to ask why, or would you like me to just pass over that question and move on to something else?
Oh no, it's not. It's not a
a taboo.
Yeah. When we felt that the time came for us to leave, meaning give other people a chance to lead and do, then we said we can't just hold on to.
Yeah.
This. You must just know that with everything that you do, Tsulanang, you are not in primary school forever.
Yes.
You finish primary school and then you move on to something else. So we feel like we've served, we've trained people, we've given people opportunities to do, we've just totally given ourselves, and we got to that point where we said that we think we've done it. It's time for the other people to continue and take this ministry to the next level. Because if we try to hold on to it, we might deprive of growth that we're seeing.
And I think understanding that we're not saying we'll never go back to it.
Indeed.
It's just a season. And I think understanding seasons in life is important. I mean, we're recently married, and I think that's a ministry on its own. That's a ministry on its own. And needs priority and needs concentration and needs focus. So we need to understand where we are in life, how and where God is calling us in that time. And it just so happens that this season and right now, it does not call us to worship, specifically worship ministry.
Yeah.
Does not mean that we're not worshippers.
Indeed.
Ona still has projects that she's part of in worship. So we might not say a lot about it now, but we still continue to be worshippers. Mm-hmm. We still serve wholeheartedly.
Absolutely.
In the church. Whenever there's a need to say this must be done, we are there. It's just that now it's time for other people to really grow this ministry in dimensions we've never seen before.
Mm. I love that. I love the fact that you know and understand that there's a season for everything, you know? And the more you hold on to something, you might just stifle the growth of not only yourself, but those who are coming up under you.
Absolutely.
You know? And within the space of the worship ministry, we have seen quite a few either gospel artists or even worshippers on stage be at or rather fall or rather be attacked by the online Christian community because of whatever mistakes they might make. What would you say is the biggest attack that worship leaders are facing spiritually in this call to ministry?
You got my attention there when you spoke about worshippers being attacked. Maybe before we answer the question, let me just appeal to all of us as Christians that we are all believers.
Yes.
We're not perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you see a brother falling, rather seek to help than to attack. Even if you can't reach that person physically because they're far, praying for that person, making sure you don't speak ill of them in social media, just trying to understand that we all have challenges. So what are those biggest things? The category, let me just categorize everything into. I think firstly, has to do with lifestyle-related issues. I think other artists go through this, but gospel artists the most because, the devil knows that if you read the book of 1 John, you will realize that it says that God is light and in him there's no darkness at all. It says that you cannot have fellowship with God and yet walk in darkness.
That's true.
So the devil always finds a way to plant seeds of darkness in the lives of believers, especially those that we see, those who are just in the forefront in the church. And then he knows that if he does that, then he's going to discourage a whole lot of people. So we see that lifestyle issues, let's say maybe three of them. It has to do with sexual immorality. It has to do with substance abuse. And also has to do with money and greediness. Those are the three areas that, from my observation, being in ministry all these years, since even in my teenage years. Yeah, it's amazing how long it has. I feel like an elder. But I've seen people going out because of alcohol, because of, other unholy relationships, and also because of, basically those two. And the only way to keep yourself away from them, scripture tells us, pray so that you'll not fall into temptation, but also soaking yourself in the word and meditating, but also being among
believers.
Not neglecting fellowship, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
And that is actually one of the benefits of this ministry, fellowship opportunities.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that there aren't any other attacks, it's just the one actually that is more prominent. I think we really underestimate how much the devil really doesn't like us when we're serving God and when we're sitting in our purpose and when we're ministering. I think obviously music is his thing.
Yes, actually.
And he really doesn't enjoy seeing us in our purpose and in our rightful place, seated next to the Father. So it's multiple attacks in different ways, whether it's family, whether it's through people, whether it's anything. But he really doesn't like it.
So in essence, please be kind to worshippers.
Y'all are going through the most.
Yes, worship ministry, it's a lot on its own. There's so much effort that you have to put in when you work in this ministry. There are so many sacrifices that you do. And you do them not because you are forced to. You do them out of love of this thing. And there's so much... There's a great impact that you do in the kingdom of God. There's so many ways that you are drawing people to God. So, yeah, it's not a surprise that you are you're the first target.
Yes.
So, just an appeal to the church, to the minister, oh my God. Worshippers are going through a lot. Let's just stay with them. pray for them, unlike just crushing them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy to criticize from a sitting point of view.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, that's another topic.
And I mean, but I get it, because we are sitting on the one side, seeing you guys just, if I can put it as simple as possible, we're just seeing you guys sing on stage.
Yeah.
Because for us, it's a skill you already have. It's not something that you're putting too much work into it. But the moment you're involved in that ministry, you start seeing the work that goes into it, the training, all of that hours spent into it, spent away from your family to go and put into, you know, making sure that now when it's Sunday and it's time to usher people into worship, you're in the right space of mind. Your spirit is in the right space, you know. What I mean,
you are there over an hour before the service.
Mm. But besides that, not even on a Sunday, when funerals, when weddings happen, churches, ministers are required. In most churches, I'm not sure about other churches, they'll speak for themselves. But in some churches, when funerals are there, when there's weddings, when there's conferences, whenever any type of event happens in the church, worshippers are required. Worshippers in the sense that the ones serving in the ministry.
Yes.
Should just remember that it's a lot. Sometimes because we always see them there, you automatically expect them to be there. You know that we're going to start with praise and worship. Somebody's going to lead. They are always there. You just wonder, this person was there on Wednesday, on Friday, on Thursday, Saturday, it's a wedding. And then before the wedding, there was a funeral. Sunday, there's something else. And there must be rehearsal somewhere there. These are people who have families. So they have other jobs in most cases.
Yeah.
So that's why we are saying that. Please be kind. Pray for those who are in these ministries. And it is really a great thing to be part of this ministry.
Yeah. While you're praying for your pastors, do include the worship leaders too, because they really definitely need those prayers. I'm really learning quite a lot and enjoying this conversation. But you know what? I'm just going to put a pause on the conversation for now. We're going to give some time for the news, and then we'll be back after that to continue on this conversation right after these songs.
Where hope lives, where you belong. Impact 103.
And we are back. We're still having a conversation with Mr. and Mrs. Moleko. We are digging deep into the chronicles of a worshipper. Mr. and Mrs. Moleko, are you ready for the next question?
Absolutely. We're here. Let's get the thing done.
I'm loving the energy. I love that you guys are excited. All right, so the next questions that I want to get into, right? Most recently, the gospel legend Donnie McClurkin expressed his concern about the state of the gospel music of today and on how it has solely become more so for elevation, awards, and popularity of the artist than it is to proclaim the good news of God and what he has done, right?
Yeah.
And he went on to give an example that at gospel award shows, right after the show, at the receptions, there's an open bar, there's drinking, there's circular music playing. There seems to be a shift when it comes to the standard placed on within the gospel industry. Is this something that you guys are seeing in the spaces that you are involved in?
Hey, Shitsulana. You just touched a very sensitive area.
Mm.
Unfortunately, that is true. Anyone who would dispute that, I doubt that they would be speaking truthfully. But we should not be discouraged.
Of course.
Yeah. As we know that it is written throughout the Bible that in the last days, evil will increase. But as much as evil increases, godliness also increases. So yes, there are people who are derailing, people who are calling themselves worshippers, and yet they live a life that's, that's questionable. But in the same breath, there are also people that are continuing to grow in the Lord and genuinely serve Him. But you know, when you spoke about this, a scripture came to mind, Matthew 7:21. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Sure.
Mm.
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
Mm.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Mm.
So as a worshiper, or let's say as a musician actually in the church, you must decide, are you going to do the will of the Father or what? You will be in those spaces where you find people living like that. It's true, it happens.
Mm.
But you must decide for yourself that are you going to live like that, or are you going to continue to glorify God?
Mm.
Remember, God is light. In him, there's no darkness at all.
Mm.
Unfortunately, yes, our music, our gospel music, in some... to some extent has been commercialized. People use it because it's a relatively easier way to get into the music industry.
Mm.
Gospel fans are very loyal,
right?
Mm. As long as you know you still sing that hymn that they know from back then, they will support you, they will dance, they will not require too much from you.
Mm.
So you see a lot of people who are not really born again or not really interested in God, they want to get into the gospel, into the music industry, they go via gospel. So it's important that we are careful who we listen to, what the songs are saying, but we should not be discouraged. The distinction between the true worshippers and not so true worshippers will is clear.
Yeah.
And we'll be seeing.
Yeah, and I think it's in the small things, right? It goes back to what we were speaking about earlier and saying small things like writing songs and them not being spiritually or scripturally correct, right?
Mm.
It's in those small things. And I think I'll challenge what you were saying and say that the gospel community is also very critical.
Mm.
And I think we underestimate what people can say.
Mm.
And I think everyone has courage when it comes to social media. Everyone can say whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
And I think, there's this like polar opposites, right? It's the very loyal and the very critical.
Yeah.
But I think it all goes back to the posture.
Indeed.
All goes back to intent. All goes back to if we all focus on the word and focus on God, then we have no time to think about everything else. We have no time to consume our lives with anything else but God.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Oh, indeed. And then for anyone who would like to join the worship ministry.
Yes.
Or pursue.
I love that excitement.
Or even pursue a career in the gospel music industry. What message do you have for them?
Ooh, let's talk about the minister, the one who wants to minister in church or just minister in music first.
Mm.
Please do.
There's a need. There's always a need.
If you really want, yes, there is definitely a need. If you really want to join this ministry, you are guaranteed of growth in this ministry.
Mm.
Now I'm saying this from experience. And you get so... you get many opportunities for fellowship in this ministry.
Right.
Mm.
You get... I started attending marriage seminars way before I got married.
Because you had to minister. Because you had to minister.
Because they need a keyboard player.
Right?
So you find yourself in marriage seminars. You find yourself... I even had to attend ladies' conferences.
How beautiful is that, though?
Right?
All this inside nice wisdom that you won't get. You get there just chilling by the piano or even singing. But on a serious note, I think worship helps you to grow. When you're worshiping, you desire to worship in truth and in spirit, you know that you have to be righteous. And usually the company of believers who are in worship teams and what, they are those who are really dedicated to God.
Mm.
And because you are part of that, then you'll get to grow. I mean, when I was a teenager, I was in a mass choir with, I was 15, 16 with people who were close to 60.
Yeah.
Or even so, in that community, you learn so much. You learn about prayer. We did a whole lot of whole night prayers.
Oh, wow.
Fasting. So many things that happened that I know that I would not have, experienced if I was not a part of the worship ministry. So if anyone wants to join, please do join. But only if you can join. Not all of us are called to sing, but...
Are you saying that if you can't sing, you shouldn't even try?
No, listen, you can try. You can try, and there'll always be somebody with a godly love encouraging you to.
Yes.
But I think, we're not all called for it.
But we are all called for worship.
Exactly. That is true.
Can worship. You can worship by dancing, you can worship by clapping, but most importantly, you worship by your lifestyle. Every choice that you make says to us whether you're worshiping God or not. The conversation that you engage in during the day tells us whether you're worshiping God or not. So if you are using God, hey, I remember the scripture, but I'll share it if we get time. So worship, there's opportunity to worship everywhere.
Absolutely.
But obviously music is something else. You have to learn
The skill.
Yeah, you have to learn the skill. When I started, I originally auditioned for the worship team, but they said, try the mass choir. Then I got a bit of training. Eventually, I made it into the worship team, and I led the worship team, and now I could even do auditions. So there is hope.
The muscle.
Yeah, there is hope, but think about it carefully. If you're going to the worship team, think, examine your motives. Yeah. Why do you want to be part of the team? And if those motives are godly, then go ahead. Are you skilled? Yeah. Are you talented? Is there hope? Did you get a few people to listen to you singing? Or can you carry a tune? Can you be in rhythm? If there's hope, then definitely consider it. But also, with all these benefits, please think about the sacrifices that you'll have to make. Sometimes in the worship team, they would require you to practice for the whole Saturday. That means you're not going to your cousin's gathering.
Yes.
That means even if you're going to a funeral in the morning, you're going to quickly rush to the funeral and run there. And the whole of Sunday, you are there. If your church has two services, you are there. If your church has three services, you're there. Those are the kind of sacrifices that you do. But if you really love this ministry, those won't feel like sacrifices. They would definitely be part of who you are. Since doing this from an early age, it has just been a norm. Even when I was studying in Hatfield and my church was in Harangu, I had to make sure that every Friday, without fail, after classes, get on a taxi, rush to that side. And then Sunday after church, then I'll go back to that life.
And he did that every single week.
Oh, but my it's goodness.
It's not like, oh, I'm doing so much. No, it's just part of it. It's just the last that. It's just because at that point in time, God has given you the desire. And then, so if you want to join the team, please do. You will learn indeed. A lot, but you can also help with ministry in different houses that we all
have. Yeah, I was about to say that as well. I think we have to understand that we are a body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Christ, and that we all have different functions in the body, and that maybe I'm a big toe and you're a pinky. But not that the function is lesser, rather different. So just because you're not in the worship ministry does not mean that any other ministry will not. Not that any ministry doesn't, embrace you, but that your place and where you're called to be isn't somewhere else.
And then in regards to the gospel industry, gospel music industry, how would you advise anyone who'd like to get into that space? Ona, you are a performer by, how do I put it? You have been trained to be a performer.
By qualification.
There you go.
Yes. not no just one. The singer,
you
a
understand?
Dancer, an actor.
You know what I mean?
You know what? When you want a full-on cheerleader, just keep going, guys. There's one person who's always going to be a cheerleader for you. It'll be your spouse. That's a difficult question for me to answer because I haven't really penetrated that market yet.
Okay.
I'm still in the process of learning, and I think God's timing is always right, and I'm living in that waiting. I think God has given me many opportunities for me to be where I've been and in ministries where I've been, and with people, with producers, with musicians that I've worked with. But I truly do believe that the how is always God.
Yeah.
So that's a very difficult for me. That's a very difficult question for me to answer because I'm not in that space yet. And how does that even look though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm waiting. I'm in that waiting.
I love that. I love the fact that
watch the space.
Right?
Watch the space.
See, cheerleader.
But, you know, with what you said, I think, Solanan, just now about the worship, I feel like I've said this scripture so many times without actually reading it. Let me just quickly go. I'm just going to read one or two verses. It says that 1 John chapter 1, I'm reading verse 5 and verse 6.
Yeah.
This is the message we have heard from him and declared to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. So anyone who wants to go into this industry, I would say, look at your motives again. This is not just a career. This is a ministry. This is a calling.
Yeah.
But apart from that, you know, with what we've mentioned, with all the challenges that musicians are going to, please determine in your heart that you are going to have true fellowship with the Father, that you are going to be one who worships in spirit and in truth. And one way to make sure that you are doing that is keeping the scripture in mind, that if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. You need to make that conscious decision before going into to say, whatever happens there, I know who I am and I know how I behave. I've given my life to Christ and I will behave accordingly. That is just one of the keys, because you are going to get temptation, you are going to get challenges. Not only temptation, but challenges you are going to. So you just need to decide now before going into the industry that you are going to be that light.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. All right. So before I let you go, I've really enjoyed this conversation and I would honestly love to have you guys back at some point, you know, in the future.
Yes.
When we want to have, you know what? I think maybe we might just want to have a whole face off of worshippers. Why not? Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? We're available.
That would be so amazing. But you know what? Before I let you go, I want to play a game with you. We call this we call this word association. You win the crown.
Yes, bragging rights.
Exactly, bragging rights. So usually I'd play this on Saturdays with some of the guests I'd have, but I want to play this with you since we are doing the Chronicles of a Worshipper, right? So I'm going to give, we're having five chances. I'm going to give you one word. You've got 3 seconds to guess a song, or rather, not even guess, think of a gospel song and then sing it.
Gospel.
3 seconds.
Yeah.
Gospel.
Yeah.
Hectic.
3 songs. I mean, 3 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. No, seconds. So, do we get a practice round?
Never that.
Please, man.
Okay.
You get 5 chances, right?
Yes.
The trick is you need to get 4 out of 5 right. And then, 80%. If you get 4 out of 5 right, then you get to choose a word for me and I get to try and think of a song. Ooh. But then I get 5 seconds to think of a song.
Okay, but why do we get 3 and you get 5?
Present is privilege.
It's the two of us. We should get double that. So maybe 6 seconds.
No.
Let's try it out.
Oh my gosh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
We're here first.
Okay, so the first word is help. 3, 2, One.
Okay, don't wait for the song.
I will lift mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help.
Yes.
My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Don't wait for the
applause, come. Applause.
Yay.
Okay.
One.
Okay, next song.
Gosh. Okay.
Healing. One.
Healing power comes from the blood. It flows eternally. Shall never lose its power.
Oh my gosh, you guys are way too fast for me.
No, we can't wait. Once you say three, it's over for
us. Applause. Yay. Yay. Okay, so far you've gotten two. Okay, I'm going to give you two buzzer sounds. The right buzzer. Well done for the first one. And well done for the second one.
Thank you. Yeah, we need the
Okay, third one. Love. Three, two, one.
Love you, Lord. Wait.
That's not a song.
I love you, Jesus, deep down in my heart. I love you, Jesus, deep down in my heart. I talk about deep, down, down, deep down in my heart.
Yay!
No, this
okay, fine, you get it.
Thank you. Yay!
Three, one more to go. One, grace, I grace. Wonder what our word okay. is going to be.
Okay, the fourth word is house. Three, two, one. Ah, you got a drunk.
I know.
Sorry.
The best of box has
what, no, no, no.
Has house in it, but like I couldn't figure it out.
Like, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts.
But that's not house.
Well,
it's the house of the Lord.
The gate leads to the house.
You tried. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, now the pressure's really on.
Okay, you've got one last chance.
Oh, one. How? Okay.
Last one is power.
I just sang a song of power.
You're not allowed to sing that one. You have to sing a different one. Three.
It will never. Lose its power. I'm giving you a chance. It reaches to the highest mountain. Yay!
Oh my goodness. Fine, you'll get that one.
Out of five. We'll take
should
the
we
win.
Give her this one?
Okay.
Or find another one, a harder one.
Okay. Okay. It's my turn now. Since you got 4 out of 5, you get to choose one word and I will have to.
Can we just take the time to acknowledge that we got 4 out of 5? Do you understand?
Okay, that's applause time. Yeah.
3 seconds, guys. 10 seconds at least. No, 3 seconds is too short.
Well done, well done. All right, so you get to give me one word and then I'll try and sing. I hope. I know I can't sing, so I'll try my very best to sing something. All right, I'm giving you guys 5 seconds. Five.
To give her
four. Three. Two. One. What's the word?
Lover.
You.
One. Two.
Jesus.
Three. Oh,
lover of my
yay!
Soul.
I will never let you go. Oh, man.
Yay. I also got a good one.
Yes, you
oh, my goodness. Thank you guys so
no,
much.
We were thinking of giving you a crown. And we thought, no.
No, I wouldn't have gotten it.
We lay our crowns and worship.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Oh, man. I miss GKCC.
You should come.
I'll I'll visit.
Yep. Harangu
as Thank one. You so much, guys, for, you know, gracing me with your presence, for being here, for the laughs, for the education, and for your honesty in these questions. I really, truly appreciate that. I mean, we have to have these honest conversations. We have to address these things that we are facing as a body, you know, of Christ. And I would really love to have you guys over again for another conversation apart from this.
Please.
Any final words?
I think something to the nine doesn't say. We're always here. We just keep quiet in the background. I'm joking. But thank you so much for having us. I think we really had fun. And it's good to have conversations like this. It's good to actually have conversations and people listen into these conversations, because I think we have them sometimes in private, but having them on a platform like this is that much more impactful.
Indeed.
Thank you for having us, Lana.
It's all
because
a
my wife has already said thank you. I won't say that again.
Say it
but
again.
I will just say to the worshipper, to the member of the worship team, wherever you are, please be encouraged. And know that you are valued before God.
Amen.
Know that whatever you are doing, remember you are doing it unto God and not unto men. All the challenges that you are going through, God sees them and He's the one who's going to come through for you. Your reward comes from God and no one else. Do not worry about disappointments that you get from people or organizations or anything, but focus on God and keep doing what you feel God has called you to
Absolutely.
Do in your heart.
Oh, indeed. Before we knock it off, I mentioned earlier that we will be doing inner room time in a different way. And since we have already now entered into the inner room time, I asked you to give me three songs that you'd like our listeners to listen to during the inner room time. Anna, I'd like you to tell us why you chose these songs.
First song, No Bondage by Jubilee Worship. And I think, I think that title is self-explanatory, but I think beyond all of it, I think all of us are at a place where we are, I don't want to say bound, but we struggle with things. And I think it's encouraging to know that God is here with us in this time.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. The other song would be When I Pray by Doe. And that one, I think I chose it because, it's just the importance of prayer and what prayer can do, how prayer can impact our everyday life. So, I really love that song.
And then I'm on the last one. You chose Busi Ratebe, Ke Mang Ya Tshwanang Le Morena.
Yo, that's a call and response kind of a song. They're saying Ke Mang Ya Tshwanang Le Morena, meaning who is like the Lord. Then they respond and say, no one. That is self-explanatory. No one is like God. You've never seen a father like Him. You've never seen a protector like Him. You've never seen a redeemer like Him. You've never seen a provider like Him. Every day He will amaze you. Every day He will show Himself in a very beautiful and new way. So, Hayo ya tshwana le Morena, there is no one like the Lord.